Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Empower for Women Radio, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.com, providing you with the power to accomplish your dreams and goals and the funding to make it all happen. Well, here we are on a beautiful night of April 10, 2014, and this is Trina Newby, CEO and founder of Women About Biz, your dream motivator. Tonight, my goal is to empower you with information to reach for your dreams and turn them into goals. I want you to experience the power of true accomplishment. I'll also be sharing with you later on all about the Women About Biz international movement we also call Empower for Women. You'll learn how you can spark your own funding system to accomplish your dreams and goals and how you can empower other women around the world to do the very same thing. I want to give a big welcome and shout out to all of our Women About Biz members and Empower Associates. Welcome, welcome to the show. And I'd also like to welcome all of our guests who have been invited by someone to listen to our show of empowerment this evening. I hope that you all have your pen and notepad out because this is a show where you're always going to get information about how to accomplish your dreams and your goals, how to make it happen for yourself. You know, it's really interesting. I was, you know, just looking at various statistics about women and who we are and what we do and what we're all about. And one of the things that I learned is that women, again, are the largest purchasers, right, of consumer goods in the United States. I mean, we are the ones that are making the decision to purchase all of the things, almost everything in the U.S. Now, yes, of course men are in this picture too, but for the common everyday household items and the beauty industry and almost every industry, women are the ones that really impact those industries, so much so that we now have experts who actually help companies to psychologically target women, how to get women to purchase their products. And so, again, you know, we don't understand sometimes that we have a lot of power as women. We don't realize how important it is for us to pay attention to how we are collectively using our power and also pay attention to how we are using our power as individuals every single day. Now, what power am I talking about? You know, for those of you that are new to the show, you might be saying, Trina, what are you talking about? What's all this power that I'm hearing? Well, ladies, I want to let you know that you really do have a wonderful supernatural power inside of you to accomplish and do anything that you want to. So I'm talking about simply the power of choice, the power to take action on your life passion, your life dreams, your life goals, all of the things that you want to do. Because I'm going to let you know right now, there are others out there who are certainly trying to learn how to take advantage of that power that you hold. So why not you take possession of your own power and start utilizing it to help your own self and, again, accomplishing your dreams and your goals? So that's the power that I'm talking about. And, again, a lot of the times as women, you know, we feel sometimes that we don't have the necessary resources, we don't have the necessary tools, but we actually do. And that is what Empower for Women is all about. We want to step up and step out with you and let you know that we are here to give you those tools and resources. So make sure that you mark your calendar for every single Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time so you can get that information that's going to encourage you to move forward in your life, which is so very, very important. We've got some wonderful things lined up for you this evening. Tonight, our personal development topic is going to be all about eliminating procrastination, you know, getting that procrastination out of the way so that you don't have to worry about it anymore. And I'm going to be giving you some wonderful tips and some ways to do that. So again, as I said before, you're definitely going to want to go ahead and get a notepad and get your pen out. Also, we've got a great excerpt from the book Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph Washington. I'm going to be reading to you. Take time, take control of your time, and I know that you're going to get a lot out of that because I totally believe that time is such an important factor in everything that we do, and we're not recognizing that, and we need to recognize how important time is. And, you know, I took a wonderful, absolutely wonderful teleclass all about the law of attraction on this past Tuesday with the Women About Biz expert, Alina Edmondson. And one of the things that I realized as she was talking about the law of attraction is that we are going to be attracting things to ourselves regardless of whether we do anything about it or not. There's going to be things that we attract. There are going to be negative things that we attract and hopefully some positive things that we attract in life. But if we learn to live our life on purpose, then we can attract all of the things that we are passionate about, all of the things that we desire in life and that we want in life. And that has a lot to do with time because you need to understand that time is a very supernatural universal experience. It is a very mystic type of thing. We can't see time, right? But we know that time and space exist. And so we can't go back and erase time or change all of the things that we have did. But what we can do is make sure that we utilize the best time that we have. We can make sure that we do what we need to do to have a positive experience with every block of time that we get. And so, again, I'm just really excited about sharing the book, Breaking the Spirit of Average, as I read to you in just a little bit, Take Control of Your Time, because as I said before, if we want to attract the wonderful things to us, if we want to attract to ourselves things that we are passionate about, things that we want to accomplish in our lives, then we have to make the best use of time. And so we're going to be talking about that. Also coming up, resources you need to know at Women About Biz, what's going on over at womenaboutbiz.com. And again, for those of you that are new to who we are, and Women About Biz is a 14-year-old personal development, business development company. We have made it our mission to empower women with tools and resources that they can, where they can start or grow a business and also learn how to become the leaders of their lives. And so you definitely will want to go to womenaboutbiz.com and look at everything that we've got going on over there. And again, that's women, W-O-M-E-N, about, A-B-O-U-T, biz, B-I-Z, as in zebra.com. We're going to let you know some things going on there. And then also, last but not least, we are going to be talking about the international movement we also call Empower for Women. You're going to be able to learn how you can literally earn hundreds and even thousands monthly simply by being a part of our wonderful program, Empower for Women. So stay tuned. We've got so much coming up. Get your pen and your notepad. And if you're on listening to Empower for Women on your desktop, make sure you flash over to your social network and let everyone know to listen to Empower for Women. They can dial into 347-637-2589. Again, for those of you with pen in hand, the number is 347-637-2589. Well, let's go ahead and get started. The first thing I want to do is I want to read for you a wonderful excerpt from the book Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph B. Washington. I'm always going to be recommending books to you to read. Just as a side note, I want to share with you something about the power of reading, because once you realize how powerful it can be in your life and how it can positively make changes in your life for the good, you will want to read as well. If you read one book per month of an author, maybe a personal development book, a book for self-help or self-improvement, and that author has at least 10 years of experience, which most do. If you read one book per month over the course of a year, you will have gained the wisdom of over 120 years. Okay? That is a combined experience of all of the authors who have poured out their passion, their information in their books, and they're sharing it with you so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? So if you read one book per month and you apply those things that you're learning, those principles, that wisdom, that information in your life, you're going to see such a gigantic difference in your life, you will not believe it. It literally will begin to change your mindset. It will begin to help you to take more action in your life. So, again, it is so very, very important that you learn that reading is essential if you want to be successful in life. And so it is with the book that we're going to share with you today, Breaking the Spirit of Average, a wonderful book that you should have in your personal development library. In Taking Control of Your Time, the author says one of the most common reasons that people with greatness on the inside of them stay average is that they lose control of their time. Now, this is very easy to do. You have taken out trash, opened your mail, fixed yourself a snack, caught the evening news, and now all your time is spent. You have the best intentions, but somehow by the time you stop to think about some of your long-term goals, it is already past, for example, 10 p.m. The day slipped away, and now there is no time or energy left for your bigger dreams. He goes on to say, I understand that you are probably very busy. That's why I am telling you to take better control of your time. I'm not telling you how much you need to accomplish in any given day or week, but I am telling you to pre-plan your day, your week, even your month. The measure of accomplishments will be different from person to person because it depends on individual situations, abilities, and experiences. Just as every one of us is given 24 hours in a day, every one of us must take control of those hours. I want to clarify what I mean about taking control of your day. Besides sleeping, there are two main divisions to your day, committed hours and flexible hours. How you maximize your time in each division can directly impact your ability to break the spirit of average. Your committed hours encompass things like working, commuting, attending school, transporting your children to their scheduled events, and so on. Let us think, how can you use this committed time more efficiently? Is there a self-development audiobook or tape you can listen to in the car or on the train? Why not take advantage of your time while transporting your kids to an event to discuss what is important to them? Review your schedule on a continuous basis to determine whether or not you are overextended, and if so, make the necessary adjustments. On the other hand, you may discover that you really have more free time than you thought you did. Try different ways to make better use of your time without compromising your effectiveness. The way we spend our flexible time usually boils down to split-second decisions that we make throughout the day. For the most part, taking control of your time means taking control of those split-second decisions. Too many people give up control of their time to people with stronger personalities. They allow others to call the shots for them and determine how they spend huge amounts of the day. When I decided to break the spirit of average, I decided I would never again give other people control of my time. Remember, you have to be the one who disciplines your flexible time. It doesn't mean you don't consider others. It just means you don't lose sight of your own priorities in the process. You need to understand that you have the power to determine what your time is worth. Just as I have to evaluate all the invitations I receive to speak to decide whether my time is best spent, you have to weigh all of your options each day. Taking control of your time means recognizing that will never be enough hours to do what you could do. So you must make time for what you must do. Invest your time wisely. And again, this is from the book, an excerpt from the book, Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph B. Washington, 7 Keys to Turn Your Average to Awesome. And again, that was taken from the chapter, Take Control of Your Time. And the author is so very, very right. You know, it's really interesting, but as women, we have a tendency to get ourselves busy and involved in a lot of activities. And as a result, we get ourselves overwhelmed, we get ourselves overextended, and we are in the act of being busy. So we really need to pay close attention to how we're utilizing our time. And there's this saying that I always share with the listeners at another one of our shows, Successful Woman Radio, and it is that you can't say yes to every good thing. You're going to have to say no to some of the things that sound simply fantastic. However, if it does not at the time help you with accomplishing your dreams and your goals and what you're trying to do for yourself, then sometimes you're going to have to say no. And yes, sometimes you're going to find it very challenging and very difficult to say no to certain people or certain activities, but you have to. That is the sacrifice that you make when you want to accomplish something. When you're trying to make things happen for yourself, you're going to put those things priority. And, you know, again, I want to just encourage all of you who are listening this evening, you need to understand that when you have things that you want to accomplish, dreams and goals, one of the reasons why it can linger on and nothing is being done for years and sometimes decades for some women is because we put everything else in front of what we consider a priority. Sounds kind of crazy, huh? It sounds backwards. It sounds like, why would we put something in front of a dream or goal that we want to accomplish in our lives? Well, I think that that's where we have to really go and investigate our belief system, because something is going on that's causing us to not believe that we have what it takes to accomplish that dream or that goal. Something is going on that we are somehow self-discouraging ourselves to not pursue it. And yet it's in our hearts, it's in our minds, and we want to do it. So I'm here to tell you that you were born to do great things. You were born to accomplish your dreams and your goals. God pre-installed in you the abilities, the talent, the potential to do all that you want and immeasurably more. But you must believe it. You must understand it. So again, I hope that you enjoyed that book excerpt from Breaking the Spirit of Average. And now what I want to do is I want to go over to womenaboutbiz.com and just share a few things that we've got going on. The first thing I want to let everyone know about is our new program for women who are either in the pre-startup phase of planning their business or they've been in business for a year or less. It's called Her Dream Startup. Now, this is a program all about helping women to understand the importance of planning, goal setting, leadership, and implementation. It starts, the first program starts on May 6th, and women can now, as of today, officially apply to this wonderful program. So I want to tell you how to get the information. You simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. Again, that's womenaboutbiz.com. And then hold your mouse over programs in the top right menu bar and simply click on Her Dream Startup. And once you get to the Her Dream Startup channel, you'll be able to see the application and click on and learn more about the program and get started. Again, this is a scholarship-based program that consists of 8 sessions over a period of 4 weeks. And I'm so excited that we at Women About Biz are able to bring this type of quality program to women. Women will be able to take this program in the convenience of their own home. There's no need to go out to a hotel anywhere. They'll be able to do everything virtually. So regardless of whether you have children or whether you have a tight schedule, if you can fit in 2 days a week for about an hour and 15 minutes, then I would encourage you to apply for this program if you're getting ready to start a business, or you're thinking you've been in business for a year or less, or you're in the thinking stages of it. This is definitely a program. Now, what makes Her Dream Startup so different is that we really focus on the mindset of a woman. We really share with you where you need to be at from a leadership perspective even before you start the business. And I know that if we can help you with understanding that, then you are going to be able to build a wonderful foundation under your business and start out being the leader instead of the laborer. Amen? Absolutely. So, again, check out Her Dream Startup on womenaboutbiz.com. I also want to share with you another one of our channels that you might be interested in at Women About Biz. If you are a mommy and you've got children and you're trying to run a business part-time or you're thinking about it, you definitely want to check out our Mommypreneur channel. Our Mommypreneur channel will give you great articles on, you know, activities you can do with your kids while you're working from home, all types of articles that will give you great ideas about business and ideas to start businesses with kids. So, again, check out the Mommypreneur channel. And to do that, just, again, go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over channels, and then let your eyes go all the way down the drop-down menu until you get to Mommypreneur, and check out Mommypreneur. That's all I have for you right now from womenaboutbiz.com, but definitely want to make sure that you go to the website, you check it out. We currently are just receiving such warm response from women all over the world who see how much we care and how much we want to make sure that women have the tools and resources to do the things that they want to do in their life and in their business. It's about 8:22 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Empower the Women radio show, and I'm so glad that you are here. And again, I want to thank all of our guests. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And for all of our Women About Biz members and Empower Associates, welcome aboard. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this evening. I want to go ahead right now, and I want to share with you information about procrastination and why it's so important that you actually eliminate procrastination out of your life. Now, let me just say this. I know for a fact that almost every human being procrastinates. It's almost, you know, because there are some forms of procrastination that are actually good forms of procrastination, you know. If something tells me not to leave out of the house because it's storming and electricity is flying all over the air and, you know, lightning is everywhere, I'm going to procrastinate going outside because I don't want to get into a car accident, or it just looks like it's not a safe time to be out in the environment. Then I may sit on the sofa and procrastinate going. And that procrastination could indeed help me, okay? That's just one small example. However, for the most part, for this particular radio show, I am talking about the type of procrastination that stagnates you from doing what you need to do to accomplish your dreams and your goals, because after all, that's what this show, Empower for Women Radio, is all about. We want to make sure that you have resources, that we give you tips, that we give you steps to accomplishing your goals, and we help you to eliminate things into you from accomplishing those dreams and those goals, okay? So again, let's talk about first what procrastination is. Well, procrastination is the process of delaying or putting off things that you should be doing and usually putting your focus on other things that you enjoy more at the time or that will distract you. I want to read that one more time so everybody who is listening to the show will be able to grasp this definition. Procrastination is the process of delaying or putting off things that you should be doing, and usually putting your focus on other things that you enjoy more at the time or that will distract you. Examples could include, you know, knowing what tasks to do but simply not taking action on them. You could be sitting at your desk to work on a task, and instead you notice the items on the desk and you start cleaning up the desk space, which leads you to cleaning up the office and so on. And before you know it, you've forgotten all about the task at hand. Here's another example, helping others with their projects when you know that you have your own to complete. Ooh, that's a big one, huh? And then saying yes to a meeting, event, or social activity when you know that you have to complete a task that's priority to you. You see, those are all forms of procrastination. What about this one? Watching television to distract yourself. Now, I'm guilty on this because sometimes when I have a lot on my mind, when I am feeling a little bit overwhelmed with life or with my paperwork, I will get up and I will go turn the television on. But this is what I have learned, and many other women have shared this with me as well. TV can literally drain, okay, you. It can zap your energy and cause you to feel even more stressful. So when you use it as a distraction, you can actually enjoy it at first, and then it leads to hours of viewing pleasure. Okay, but when it's all over, it leaves you feeling guilty and disappointed in yourself. So you want to be very careful about utilizing television to distract you from things. And then, of course, playing video games on or offline. Although this is more men do this, more women are playing more video games online, and it's distracting them and taking up hours and hours of their time. So, again, I think it's very important that you realize that we all procrastinate, but there are some times that you might procrastinate that is can really wreak havoc when you're trying to accomplish your dreams and your goals. So the important thing here is to understand when you are procrastinating, okay? So you need to ask yourself, do I know when I'm procrastinating? If so, what usually happens? Now, as always, as a side note, whenever I mention to you or ask you a question that you should, or provide you a question that you should ask yourself, this means that you should schedule some me time in your calendar, let's say 30 minutes or so, and just sit down and ask yourself that question. Do I know when I'm procrastinating? If so, what is usually happening? It's important because you need to gain perspective on why you procrastinate. And then you need to understand which tasks are important, because not all tasks that you think to do are important, and perhaps putting them off won't cause a problem. So tasks that you label important and the tasks that support a goal are the ones that you should be doing. And this is where really understanding goal setting comes in at, because if you don't understand the power of goal setting and how to utilize it in your life to see the results of accomplishing your dreams, then guess what? Time management is not going to help you, and neither will anything else. You've got to really understand what it is that you want to accomplish in life. You've got to start with your vision, then create goals to support your vision, and then create tasks to support your goals. So again, as we're talking about procrastination, it is very important to understand which tasks are going to be very, very important. And again, I just gave you a structured system of how you can gain more control over doing the most important task, and it has everything to do with, first of all, your business vision or your life vision and knowing what you want to experience. I always recommend to women that when you have not been consistently practicing the art of visioning, okay, on a consistent level, then you should immediately look at what it is you want to experience within the next 6 months of your life and then move from there, and not try to do like a 5-year or a 10-year plan, because that could sometimes overwhelm you. But as women, we need to see results in the here and now. And so because of that, it's important for us to look at things on a short-term basis more so than a long-term basis. We know we want to accomplish certain dreams and goals, but sometimes when we look at them far out, we never get them done. That's why we never get them done. So, ladies, it's important that you understand that the first thing you do to really get a grip on procrastination is you've got to understand which things are important based on what you have set as something that you want to accomplish within the next, let's say, 6 months, okay? Very, very important for you to understand that. And I also want to recommend that you guys look, go to Women About Biz and keep checking our events section to look at when we're having our next Goal Setting 101 class, because I think that it will help you out a lot, okay? Now, let's also look at the second thing that you need to know as it pertains to procrastination and eliminating it. It's important for you to understand what your procrastination triggers are, okay? It's important to identify the things that cause you to procrastinate. And again, for many business women, it's not being prepared ahead of time and not having the right support or tools to complete a task. So ask yourself that question also. What triggers my procrastination? What are the actual triggers? Okay, very, very important. And also, I want to just say this. If procrastination has been going on for quite a while in your life, that means that you have developed a habit of procrastinating. And the only thing that is going to help you is number three, which is make a commitment to take action no matter what. Okay? Something happens. You know, say, for example, you have a buttload, a pile of paper on your desk. It's just this huge pile of paper, and the last thing you want to do is you want to actually clean that up. So you procrastinate in doing it, but no, what you need to do is you need to take immediate and swift action on it. And once you start doing it, something occurs in the mental system that releases the feeling of not wanting to do it and replaces it with the feeling of wanting to get it accomplished. Trust me on this. Take swift and immediate action on your procrastination. In other words, make a commitment to yourself that even when I feel myself not wanting to do something, I make a solemn vow to take action anyway. And it's going to take about 5 to 10 minutes for it to catch up in your mind that this is something you want to do, and your mind will literally release you and allow you clarity to go ahead and finish doing it. And then what you're going to learn is that after you clear up all the paper, you want to clear up other things, and you have a burst of energy because you have taken that action. So, again, let's look at the three things to help you eliminate your procrastination, okay? The first thing that you need to do is to, number one, understand why you procrastinate, okay, or to learn when you procrastinate. So ask yourself the question, do I know when I'm procrastinating? If so, what usually happens? The second thing you need to do is you really need to identify and understand which to-do items, which tasks are really important to you. And a lot of the times you won't know that unless you really sit yourself down and look at your vision. In other words, what you would like to experience in various areas of your life. It could be life, it could be business, it could be your Christian life. But what is it that you want to experience over this next 6 months? And then prioritize it. And then you'll know whether certain to-do items really matter. Again, when we're talking about accomplishing our dreams and our goals, you need to understand that there are going to be activities that you will have to say no to and activities that you will have to eliminate, okay? It's sacrificing certain things so that you can get the priority things done in your life. Very, very important. And number three that you need to do is you need to take immediate and swift action. Make a commitment to take action anyway, which is so very, very important. Because once you start taking an action, it's going to take about 5 or 10 minutes. However, once you start taking action, your mind is going to release that tension of not wanting to do what you were procrastinating on, and it's going to then replace that with a desire to complete it, to start doing it. So again, take those three things to heart and make it happen for yourself. It's 8:34 after the hour.
I hope that you guys are enjoying Empower for Women Radio. Again, this show is all about giving you resources, tools, information to help you accomplish your dreams and your goals. We are on a mission at Women About Biz to help women worldwide recognize their own power, their own potential, their own talent, and not only just recognize it, but to pull it out and do something with it, right? And so with that said, for all of you who are listening, I would like to introduce to you an international movement that we have going on that we call also Empower for Women. Now, Empower for Women is a twofold system that includes, number one, our Women About Biz Gold membership, and two, an incredible five-tiered affiliate system that pays you referral income for every gold member that you refer, that for every woman that joins our family of women in Empower for Women, okay? Now, here's what you need to understand, just how powerful Empower for Women is. Know that psychiatrists and experts all agree that the top two reasons women say are preventing them from accomplishing their dreams and their goals is, number one, fear. And, of course, fear has several different buckets broken down into it, but we'll say fear. And number two, money, right? However, what we do know at Women About Biz is that it is our goal to help you or help women eliminate fear and eliminate not having the money to accomplish your dreams and their goals. So we want to give you both sides of it, and that's what Empower for Women is. But it not only does that, Empower for Women helps you to also share it with other women. We're gonna share with you how to accomplish your dreams and your goals. We have a 7-point system that we teach on goal setting, on how to get your goals accomplished. We're going to share that with you, and we are going to encourage you to share it with other women all around the world, as many women as you can. And with that said, I want to just share with you that, you know, one of the most important wisdom principles is that in order to be successful, you cannot do it by yourself. You see, you're going to need support, mentors, coaching, and a host of other resources to help you on your success journey. And so with that, that is why we're going to be right there with you to work on that fear factor to help you eliminate any fears that are in your way. As a gold member, through the gold membership, you're going to be able to receive business consultations, group coaching. You'll be able to have access to personal development courses, web hosting and website templates. We have a wonderful women's entrepreneur training program. You'll be able to have full access to our social network, business downloads and templates, how-to articles and reports. You'll get membership discounts on events, business services, and a host of other things. It's just a treasure chest of wonderful resources and tools that you will be able to use in accomplishing your dreams and your goals. And you will be able to get that for only $59 monthly. This is truly a real-time value of more than $3,500. But the reason why we have it at this low cost on a monthly basis is because Empower for Women is about a collaborative effort, a collaborative system of women banding together to help one another succeed in life and business. That's what we are about. And as we band together and share it with other women, going to be able to share wonderful resources that we normally would have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for. But instead, you're only having to pay $59 monthly. So that's what you need to know about Empower for Women and this wonderful opportunity is that the Gold membership is our flag star product, okay, at only $59 monthly. Now, when you become a gold member, then you also can opt into our five-tiered affiliate program, which is no additional cost to you. It's all a part of us providing you with a way, an incredible way at that,
to fund your dreams and goals. So our five-tiered affiliate system pays referral commission to Gold members for every new member they refer through five affiliate levels, okay? On the first level, we pay you $10. On the second level, when you have individuals that refer individuals, we pay you $5. On the third level, $5. The fourth level, $5. And the fifth level, again, $4. So we pay you a total of $29 for every membership coming through the Empower for Women system through that five tiers of affiliates, okay? And so we teach you also how to do what we call spark your funding system. So we show you how to, by simply referring seven women to the Empower for Women program, how that can start sparking your funding system. So you share it with seven, they share it with seven, and so on through five affiliate levels. And we have women making real-time money, cash dollars, money that they do not have to pay back. So there's no other additional cost to be an Empower for Women affiliate other than the membership, no other qualifications, no purchase of additional products or services are actually required, no cost to you for training and online support. All of that is included. So your Gold membership is power-packed with everything that you're going to need to become the successful woman that you need to be. And the support is definitely here for you. So what I want to encourage all of you to do who are listening, who were invited by some of our members and our Empower affiliates, is I want you to go ahead and sign up for Empower for Women. Get empowered. Let us transfer the knowledge. You know, a lot of women love the word empower, but I wonder, do we really understand what that word means? You know, when I looked up the definition of empower, it meant to transfer energy, to transfer knowledge, to transfer resources. That's what it means. It means to transfer something to another person. And so it's a gift. When you know how to accomplish your dreams and your goals, when you realize that you have a great resource in Women About Biz, when you realize that you have a way to fund your dreams and your goals, you can transfer that energy, that source, that information over to other women and empower them with it as well. And then they, too, will empower others. And that is what it's all about at Empower for Women. It's about us collaborating and having a collaborative system where we help one another to reach our success like never, ever before. And ladies, I'm telling you, I'm just so excited because we've got women from all over becoming Empower affiliates. So again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and sign up for the Empower for Women program. You'll first sign up for our Gold membership, and then it automatically opts you into the affiliate side. So go ahead and talk with the person who invited you to listen to the show tonight and tell them to send you their affiliate link so that you can go ahead and sign up tonight, which is so very, very important. And we will be talking with you. We want to know if you are a leader, if you are a business coach, if you all have wonderful ideas that you would like to introduce to also transfer power and knowledge to other women. We want to hear from you. We want to know who you are. We want you to be a part of the leadership at Empower for Women who are really helping women to really accomplish their dreams and accomplish their goals. Some things that you might be asking yourself as you are considering becoming a Gold member and being a part of the Empower for Women affiliate system is, for example, you know, can anybody join Empower for Women? Well, the answer to that is absolutely yes. Women from all around the world, whether they have a business or whether they are career women, can indeed join Empower for Women. We also are excited that we are a part of PayPal through our payment of our affiliates, and so we pay on the 15th of every month. What we're excited about is that PayPal basically is worldwide just about, so pretty much anywhere in the world where you may have relatives, friends, social acquaintances, they can be a part of Empower for Women. We have questions of people saying, can it be women only that join Empower for Women, or will, are men allowed as well? Well, at this time, only women are able to join Empower for Women. It is a women's only opportunity. And so, again, I say at this time because you never know how God might move us as a collaborative group. But for right now, our goal is to empower other women around the world, around our communities, women who we know who are trying to accomplish their dreams and goals. They're needing funding for several reasons, whether it's to enhance their income, whether it is to supplement their income in some way, whether it is to save for their children's college or to fund their business or to fund their dream. Women, a lot of women out there are needing that income to do it, okay? So we are there to help. Now, how are we able to do this at Women About Biz, okay? Well, we made a bold move in turning our marketing dollars into our members. So instead of spending our marketing dollars in the traditional market, we have decided to invest, to empower our own members. We are practicing what we preach with turning the dollars back into the members. So you as members actually are like our marketing associates, okay? So the difference is here is that, you know, once you refer a member and you build your team, we are the ones that service your team and help your team to get the information they need to start a business, to start a new career, to improve in some way through personal development courses and what have you. Women About Biz takes care of all of that. So you are blessed to talk to one another, encourage one another, lift each other up as a team. You are able to continue on with your business or your career without feeling like you have really a whole nother job through, you know, through helping and sharing with others. So that is the wonderful thing is that our goal is not to burden you down with a lot of tasks through Empower for Women, but you will have to initially learn how to share Empower for Women, and we will provide you with the training to do that. Listen, ladies, this works. This works. And I want you right now to just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. I need you to hear me. I need you to understand me. Empower for Women can give you the potential to earn $80,000+ per month simply by sharing it initially with seven women and then becoming members. Okay? That's absolutely incredible. What if you had $500 extra a month, $1,000 extra a month, $2,500 extra a month, and you weren't doing anything outside of your business or your career, but the money was coming in simply because you shared Empower for Women? So therefore, you empowered yourself, you empowered them, someone empowered you. Through our collaborative system, you have been empowered. Well, that's what Empower for Women is all about. And as I said before, we can do it because we take our marketing dollars and we turn them back into the member. We invest them back into the member. So there you have it. Isn't that incredible? Empower for Women. I want you to get with the person who invited you to the show this evening. Ask them for their affiliate link so you can sign up right away and start experiencing something quite incredible through the Women About Biz Gold membership and our Empower affiliate system. For those of you who learned about this radio show either from our social network, both Twitter, LinkedIn, or from our website, and you would like to join, please personally give me a call so I can get you signed up. You can reach me at 678-457-0626. Again, I'm Trina Newby, the founder of Women About Biz, and I want you to be able to call me personally, 678-457-0626, and I'll get you personally signed up in Empower for Women. And again, if you are a coach, if you are a leader, if you are a speaker,
If you are an educational developer, we want to know who you are so that we can pull you into our leadership of professional women who are empowering other women through our Empower for Women program. Well, that's all I have for tonight, but what I want to leave you with is I want to let you know that you have the talent and the potential to do anything that you want, immeasurably more than you would ever imagine, than you could ever know. And we are here to help you realize just that. Make sure you mark your calendar for Thursday the 17th as we give another broadcast of Empower for Women. Make sure that you invite your guests. If you're already an Empower affiliate, if you're getting ready to become an Empower affiliate, start making your list of women who you want to share the Empower for Women program. Please don't forget to visit womenaboutbiz.com if you're in the pre-planning stage of starting a business, or if you've been in business for a year or less, make sure you apply for that scholarship to the Her Dream Startup program. Well, that's all I have for tonight. This is Trina Newby saying have an abundant weekend. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.